God, what I feel here tonight. And I feel the love of God in us. Just wrapping His arms in our arms, loving body of Christ. Amen. Tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're so glad to have Brother Mike and his famous sister Desiree and the little one. She's over there somewhere, isn't she? Michaela, there she is. So glad to have them here. We've been friends for years. Mike, when did you come to the church? What year? 2003? 2003. Amen. Brother Mike and his wife. They came, they weren't saved, they weren't married. God saved them. I married them. We had this building tore up. We laid the carpet back down and nailed it under the platform so we could have a wedding here. Thank God for pictures where they touch it up too. It looks really good. Amen. We're so glad that they're here with us. They were here with us for a number of years. Brother Mike, he was our Sunday school director for a good number of years, weren't you, brother? How many years? 50 years? All right, but God took him to the state of Georgia to sweat some things out of him, I guess. No, I don't know. But they're back visiting, and I said, Brother Mike, won't you speak for me Sunday night? I haven't heard him speak. He left here and went down there and got licensed in the UPC, so maybe that'll help him. I don't know. Brother Mike, come on up here. Amen.
Oh, God is good. Oh, man. The Spirit of God is in here. Amen. Do you feel it? Amen. Amen. Wow. This church is growing. Spiritually, physically, just growing. And I love it. It's good to be back home. Amen. Amen. It's good to be home. I'm a Buckeye. Through and through. Through and through. But it's not about me. It's about the city. And this is an awesome city. This city needs this church, and you people here, the city needs you. Amen. There's a work that's going on. There's work to be done. There's work that has been done. Amen. The foundation has been laid, and we're just going forward. In Jesus' name, we're just going forward. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so great to be here amongst friends. Amen. Amongst great friends, it's good to see a lot of faces, a lot of new faces. Amen. It's good to see it. And me and my wife, we just so love coming back home, you know. they you know, it's you can't turn a Buckeye into a peach. It just won't happen. Won't happen. Amen. I just hope that the Lord will have his way in this service. I hope you came expecting something from the Lord. I hope you came in this building expecting something from the Lord, a change. Amen. We should come into his courts with expectancy, into this house with some expectancy. Hallelujah. We should always be expecting a move of God. Amen. And God's been moving already. And I felt his arms wrap around us with his love today. Amen. His perfect love. Amen. I just want to open up with this scripture in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen. And the title of my message is You Can Overcome. You can overcome. Amen. Today, right now, in this service, in this place. Amen. There's something we all need to overcome in here today. Right. Amen. God is calling us to a deeper level, a deeper relationship today. Amen. Why don't we pray? Pastor, if you could pray. Hallelujah.
We just want to hear your word tonight. I pray, God, you speak through this vessel. Hallelujah. God, speak to every heart and every ear that is open, Lord. I just pray right now, your will be done. Let your anointing be upon Brother Mike. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is so good. You can overcome. You can overcome today. As Christians, you know, we fight a lot of battles. We fight battles every day, especially in this day and age, in this hour, and the world seems to be waxing worse, and the world seems to be coming against us as Christians. There's a lot of spiritual battles that we fight, but we can overcome. We can overcome the world because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In these times, we need to be overcomers. We have to overcome our obstacles. We have to learn to conquer our giants. We have to learn to conquer our mountains. Amen. Or mountains or molehills, whatever we make them into. Amen. Amen. However we magnify our problems, we need to be overcomers. We have to overcome. We have to get past barriers. Amen. And the battles in our mind. We can overcome that battle in our mind. And I guess this message, I just want to talk about the fear, some of the fear. Fear is crippling. Fear stops us in our tracks, paralyzes us. Amen. Fear is one of our worst adversaries. There is no fear in love. See, love overcomes fear. God overcomes fear. Fear is not of God. Fear torments us. Love gives us boldness in the day of judgment, and it eliminates the vexation that comes with fear. Love eliminates fear. He lives within us. He is love. His love is made complete in us, verse 12 says. If he lives in you, then his love will be made complete in you. You will be able to overcome fear. We will be able to overcome it. Amen. 1 John 4:12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is made perfect in us. It lives inside us, enabling us to love and to confess that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. Amen. The name of Jesus, powerful, able to overcome any obstacle that we can face. There's nothing that can stand in the way of God's love. Amen. No fear. No fear. It has to go. It has to go. When the love of Jesus is inside of us, the perfect, perfect, perfect love. Hard to comprehend it. It's hard to comprehend it. It's hard to contain it in our minds. We have our ideas of love, but God's love is perfect. God's love is perfect. Amen. His word is perfect. Amen. He came to this earth. Amen. The word made flesh. Love made flesh. The perfect example. Amen. The sacrifice. The sacrifice. The sacrificial love. It was love that helped Peter when he stepped out on the boat, walked on water. And it was love that helped him when he began sinking and became fearful. It was fear that stopped him. Amen. But it was love that brought him back up. It was the name of Jesus. It was Jesus. Amen. The perfect love that brought him back up. Amen. When we sink, when we're falling, it's perfect love that's going to bring us back up. And it's one another because we show that love to each other. Amen. It casts out fear. Fear has to go. Fear has to go. Maybe it was the fear of the unknown. Sometimes we face the fear of the unknown. Amen. What's coming? What's ahead of us? We don't know sometimes. And we become fearful for the plans that God has for us. Amen. He doesn't show us the whole plan sometimes. Amen. We got to live by faith. We have to live by love. Walking with your eyes closed can be a scary thing. We don't know where we're going to step next. Maybe you've been in the dark and stepped on a Lego piece or stubbed your little pinky toe. You know how hard it can hurt. how bad it can hurt. Walking blindly is scary. And that fear can overcome us. And we can be paralyzed. Fear tells you, told Peter that he couldn't walk on water. Fear tells us that we can't defeat our giants. They're too big. Fear tells us we can't overcome it. It's too much. It's just too much. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 32, and we've heard this story, Sunday school and in services, the 12 spies that went forth, 2 that came back with a good report, and 10 that did not. But the men that went up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." There's 2 lies right there in that verse. We're not able to go up against the people, and they're stronger. And they brought up an evil report of that land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land, though which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." Oh, hallelujah. Ha. Oh, man. Cleveland. Cleveland is it sounds like a place that they're describing here is much like people have described this city. Amen. "We have gone to search it, and it eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in there are men of great stature." Amen. Amen. God, when he calls you somewhere, amen, we can't be fearful of what others say. Amen. Of rumors, of the giants in the land, if you will, of the things other people are scared about. Fear is contagious. Amen. We can't give in to others' fear. Hallelujah. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants, and we in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. In their sight. Fear tells us we can't go over to the other side and prepare, possess what God has promised us. Fear sometimes keeps us from our promise and our victory. Amen. Caleb and Joshua had a good report. And Caleb stilled the people in Numbers 13, verse 30. Stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are all able to overcome it." Amen. There's a promise that you're going to have to go and possess. Amen. And you can be the leader. Amen. You can still the people in your life. You can still the voices of fear in your life and those around you. You can have influence on those around you, on others that are fearful of the things that God has for you. Amen. If God said it, then you can believe it. You can take it to the bank. If there's a promise that God told you, you are going to receive. If there's a ministry that God told you that you are going to step into, then you can believe it. He will equip you. Amen. He will equip you for what you need to do. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Amen. Even if it's a brother or sister in the Lord, sometimes we have to overcome the naysayers. Amen. Someone might come to you and speak a word of discouragement to you. Amen. We do it sometimes. It happens. It does. And that's what we have to overcome sometimes. Sometimes we have to overcome each other. Amen. Sometimes we hurt each other, and we have to overcome it. And that could be the worst kind of hurt sometimes. Amen. We need to encourage one another. We need to build one another up. See, that perfect love lives in each and every one of us. And it can work through us, through our words, through our actions. Amen. We have to overcome hurt. We can help each other overcome hurt. And that hurt sometimes leads to the fear that we'll be hurt again, and that we'll be hurt again, and that we'll keep getting hurt. Hallelujah. Sometimes we keep getting hurt over and over and over, and we have to keep overcoming over and over and over. Amen. Am I speaking to anybody? Is God speaking to anybody today? Maybe someone deliberately hurt you with some words, and that takes a lot to overcome. Some people can brush it off. Some people can brush it off and keep moving on. For some people, it lingers, and it stings, and it takes a little longer to overcome it. And we have to be patient with these people. Amen. Because we can hurt them again with our words if we're not careful. Amen. We can overcome it with a perfect love. Amen. And we can overcome sin. Amen. An unrepentant heart can keep us from our promise. Disobedience to God can keep us from disobedience to His commandments can keep us from heaven, keep us from our promise. And we can overcome it. I'm here to tell you today, we can overcome it. We can overcome this flesh. Even though we fight, and it seems like we fight every day, we can overcome it. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. He lives inside of us. The perfect love lives inside of us today. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We can overcome the world. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. If you're here today and you're in the beginning of your walk with God, if you believe, if you just believe on the name of Jesus, then he will start working in your life. Because the name of Jesus is powerful. You can overcome. You can overcome the world, the things of the world, the things that are pulling you away from God. We can overcome that today. No matter where you're at in your walk with God, there are things we need to overcome. If you're in the beginning of your walk and you're just beginning to know Jesus, or if you're at the middle, or if you're near the end, wherever you are, there's some things that we need to keep overcoming obstacles. Amen. And the simple belief in Jesus Christ can do that. The simple mention of His name can do that. Amen. Just the mention of His name and the power and what He's done and the testimony. We've overcome by our testimony. Our testimony is powerful because it's a testimony of the love of God and what He's done for us. Your testimony is powerful. Sometimes that's all you need in some situations, is to tell others what God has done for you, and something powerful begins to happen. Amen. When you start to talk about the love of God, and then fear goes out the window. Amen. We can overcome. We can be more than conquerors. We can be more than conquerors. Sometimes we go as far as winning the battle, but sometimes we have to go further, being more than a conqueror. Amen. Sometimes we go as far as beating fear, and we don't cut the head off. Amen. And we don't finish it, and we don't declare the victory in our lives, and we walk away with the same fear. Amen. Maybe some of you are saying, my giant is too big today. Maybe there's been some things we've been fighting, and it's too big, and maybe you've given up today. But I'm here to tell you that you can overcome. You can overcome. Amen. We need to overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to overcome. There are many things that we need to overcome. And it seems like a lot sometimes. And we're bombarded from every direction. And we don't know which way to go. And fear has gripped us so much. Amen. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." We are well able to overcome it. We are equipped to overcome it. We have the love of God to overcome it, to overcome the fear that holds us back. Amen. And I'm coming to a close here in a minute. If the musicians would come, amen. God is going to get ready to do something great in someone's life today. Someone's going to overcome tonight in this altar. Amen. I hope you came expecting that today. No giant, no sin, no hurt, no fear can separate us from the love of God. See, He pursues us. He pursues us relentlessly. Unless we let those things overcome us, none of that can separate us. Romans chapter 8, 35 through 39, as we all stand in this place. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? None of these things, none of these things. As it is written, "For thy sake, we are all killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter." Do you feel like you're being attacked all the day long? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors, more. Come on. Through him that loved us. Ha, there's love. There's that love. Amen. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. Amen. You know, the enemy is out to destroy our souls. He's the father of lies. Amen. Lie after lie after lie. We've been attacked. Amen. Every day, counted as sheep for the slaughter. He's seeking to destroy. Amen. Amen. We can overcome. He walks around as a lion, seeking who we may destroy. We can overcome the fear of with the love of God. We're able to overcome lies with the love of God. Amen. Love the truth. Love the truth today. We're able to overcome hurt. We're able to overcome sin. We're able to overcome the flesh. It's a daily fight. I know maybe tomorrow morning we'll wake up with the same fight, the same battle, but with the love of God. Come on. With the love of God, we're able to overcome. Amen. I know it's a simple message, but the love of God is in here today. Amen. If you haven't experienced the love of God in your life today, you can have it here. You can receive His Spirit. You can be filled with His Spirit. You can be refilled with His Spirit today. We're able to overcome it. Hey, we're more than conquerors. No problem is too big that He cannot fix in your life today. Amen. So take that next step today. This altar is open. Amen. Amen. Overcome today. Overcome by the love of God. Hallelujah. Let God help you to overcome today. Oh, seek His face. Let Him have His way. Hallelujah. Let Him have His way in your life today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No giant. No sin, no hurt, no fear can separate us from His love. Hallelujah. Experience His love today. Let His love surround you. Let His love fall on your life today. Hallelujah. Let it wrap you in His arms today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, have your way.